My name is Laura Schmidt, and I'm an alumna of the U of I. I earned a BA in English and an MS in journalism. My late father was an alumnus too. My family and I proudly sponsor an undergraduate scholarship in his name in the Department of Civil Engineering. I'm here today to speak on my behalf as well as my family's behalf. I'd like to thank the Board of Trustees for giving me the opportunity to express my opinion. Like many of the people here today, I feel very passionately about the chief issue. When I sat down to write this statement, I had to admit that I was surprised the chief was still an issue. But on further reflection, I realized that he has become just another target for the politically correct movement. Sadly, this PC tidal wave is drowning free speech and thought at not only this university, but institutions of higher learning nationwide. Those who embrace PC use inflammatory words and accusations to get everyone to bow to their opinions. In the chief debate, their position is clear. The chief is racist and he must go. There are many people in this community who do not believe that. They admire and respect the chief and what he stands for. However, they fear expressing that opinion because then they will be branded a racist, or they fear that others will think of them to be less than enlightened. I reject this PC movement completely because it is intolerant and intellectually dishonest. I urge the anti-chief activists to listen to what supporters of the chief are saying. The chief is not a mascot. The chief is much different than that. I, like thousands of others, respect him and take pride in all that he represents. I say this to those who oppose the chief. If it's the dance you object to, then let's modify it. If it's the use of the chief's likeness that you don't like, then let's work with the Board of Trustees to license his image very judiciously. Rather than cave in to PC pressure, I suggest that the board accept any positive, constructive suggestions and make the chief into an even better tool to educate people in the proud history and traditions of the Illini tribe from which our university and our state take their names. If the board takes a strong stand and puts this issue to rest once and for all, then everyone, including the anti-chief activists and those for the chief, will be able to devote their energy to tackling real issues and instances of injustice. I urge the board to take that stand in favor of the chief. Thank you.